Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And we're finally back together again.
The gang is back together. We started a gang, the Bachelor gang.
The Bachelor gang. It's been a while. There's been a lot of traveling, holidays, stuff like that. So we haven't been in the same place to record together. So it's nice to have you back.
Oh my God.
Though I have seen you, we saw each other. What did we do? We went to a fun award show.
Oh yeah. That was great.
We dressed up.
We do one of those every winter.
I know, yeah, we do some sort of, and then we usually wear the same outfit. Yeah. outfit.
Outfit repeaters unite.
It'll be a tradition. I just wanted to say I met so many of you guys at the U Up Live tour. We were on the West Coast. It was awesome getting to know all of you guys. I'm also doing a Cincinnati Bachelor meetup this Saturday, which I am like super excited about. I was stressed trying to plan it because I'm planning from, you know, yeah, New York, but I think there's going to be 11 or 12 of us and we're going to go to dinner and...
Oh my gosh, you're like getting real with people. Oh,
we're getting it for free too.
When the Bachelor stops being online and starts being real.
I know, exactly. So I'm very excited for that. So wait, you were with Mike last night.
Yeah, Mike and I hung out.
Is he in town?
He's one of the only people that comes to New York. Like a lot of people are always on the West Coast because they're trying to film stuff and be somebody. And Mike is, you know, like the thing I love about Mike is he's always just been, in my opinion, the most real contestant from that season. So, yeah, we went to the Brooklyn Nets, to Barclays Center where the Brooklyn Nets play. But we got to go like through their locker room and see you play on the court and everything.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
Everywhere, basically. Yeah, you know, he lives in San Antonio still. Okay. But he travels around a lot, so Mike is kind of a vagabond right now.
I truly could not think of where his home base is because I see him everywhere, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He, you know what? I mean, that's a part of what happens after. Like, I did that after The Bachelorette right away the first time. Mm-hmm. But like, again, he's so grounded. I think there's so many people that have like these high hopes and dreams of what the show is going to do for them. Like they're going to become famous actors and actresses.
No, it's wild.
I don't get like, you know how you see somebody in a TV show for like seasons usually, and they get like typecast, like, you know, it's...
And that's just who they are.
That's who they are every time they're in something else, so they don't cast you in things.
Right.
That's what a reality TV show does for you. You're not going to end up on some...
No.
You're not going to be a famous movie actor or actress afterwards.
Yeah, no. I mean, you are the person, you were so-and-so from The Bachelor, that's it. Your name.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just it.
So do you hear that, girls from this season? That's your future.
Here's your future. Get ready. Before we get into the girls this season, I have to say they are hot.
Definitely agree.
These girls are gorgeous.
How do you feel about the new like glamour shots that they took?
Honestly, it's better than the, you know, driver's license photos that you see at the first photos that they release. I like these way better. I think the white background is strange, but
yeah, it's so different because we're so used to seeing like, I mean, I feel like we went from driver's license photos. What we used to have was like your school yearbook photos with blue background that's like marbly.
That is exactly. It's like school day, picture day.
These are like fashion shots, and in the Chris Harrison thing, they had moving videos of them dancing and everything. It was so awkward and funny.
I have so many thoughts about that video. But you guys, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. We are going to be back on January 7th. This is our last episode for this year, but we'll be back January 7th with a full recap of the premiere episode.
Yeah, we're going to watch live. We're going to meme live. So we want you to meme live too. We get so much sent to us, like directly into our DMs. Mm-hmm. That's various things. It's super hard. But we want you to live meme with us. So actually tag us. There's a new part of Instagram that lets you do, we can just look at our mentions. So actually just tag us in your memes. We want to repost them. We want to share them. We're going to find out a cool way to like our favorite ones, talk about them on the episode.
Yeah.
And then we'll do more.
We want to share your stuff too, because sometimes you guys are way funnier than we are. And so tag us on your stories or on Twitter. We're also live memeing on Twitter as well. So
I can't believe you just said that. Don't recognize
it. I know. Sometimes you guys are funnier than us. So, okay. So I guess we should get into everything because we have a lot 8,000 women to cover. But so this Facebook Live announcement was very weird because they said something about it on the Instagram, but they didn't tell us like where, when, how, like what the fuck.
Facebook Live is such a weird thing because it's like... It was all very awkward, and I did like there was just like a random audience that would be like yelling from afar and commenting.
Yeah, you could hear little laughter in the background, and Chris Harrison sitting there like talking to himself for like 30 minutes.
It was like the laugh track version of the announcement. You know what I mean?
Yes, that was the most Chris Harrison has worked in years. That is the longest Chris Harrison's been on camera straight and God knows how long.
You know me, I was very much in love with all the dad jokes that he was thrown at us. So
many dad jokes. And it's I feel like the whole thing was awkward. There wasn't really like music.
Yeah.
This is the lowest budget thing I've seen from ABC. I mean, they didn't even tell us when it was happening. They just posted this thing and said, we're announcing the girls live.
I was surprised that I was surprised he gave away so many little like details. It's definitely seems like they're trying to cut out Reality Steve, which by the way, you know, let's for all the non-listeners before anybody who's new to this, let's go over like the DL of how this podcast goes. First of all, we don't make fun of looks if it's something you can't control.
Yeah. I like looked around.
That's a huge no-no. Like that's how I started the show. That was Reality Steve made fun of my ears. And I like because of that, I was like, I'm never doing that. Never letting anyone say any stuff like that that you can't help
right.
about. We definitely are going to point out every stupid thing that you do. We do not worship these contestants. We are totally fine going in on them, but we're going to be saying things that we would say to their faces too. I mean, this is like... We're not assholes, but we're also not
it's just no
here
bullshit.
To fluff you up. There you go.
That's really it. Like, it is what it is. But it's super fun, and we love watching the show, obviously. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this. So
Pete, what do you think about Peter as The Bachelor? I know we've talked about this before, but final thoughts.
I think
before the season starts,
Final thoughts. I think Peter is... boring to be honest. I could be completely wrong, but that's what we thought about Hannah. We thought Hannah was going to be something completely different than what she turned out to be.
Our opinions can change on this.
Yes. Yeah. But I think Pete, in my opinion, right now is boring. He's very good looking. That is no question. But I think he's just so soft. I don't know.
I worry about him not having that edge. That's exactly what you're saying there. Yeah. He's like the guy who thinks of the funny thing maybe like 3 seconds too late. You know what I mean?
Yes, he is.
So he definitely thinks of it, but he gets there 3 seconds later. And so there's like this 3 seconds of awkward pause before he knows what he's going to say. So, I mean, they can edit that out, whatever, but I'm just very interested to see how he'll be.
No, that's a really, really good example. But
he's not like driving. He's kind of like sitting in the passenger seat.
Yeah, these girls are going to be running the show. I have this very big vision of just the girls just taking over.
Here for this.
Yeah.
Very much
here. I'm here
for
all of that. Also, apparently a lot of the girls know each other this season. There's a lot of girls that are like
a lot of flight attendants.
I think there's three.
And Miss USA people.
Yeah, flight attendants. There's a lot of pageant girls.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
No, everybody here is obviously for the right reasons.
I mean, what else would they be here for?
Which is to be an actress and live in LA after this.
Yep.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Okay, so we're going to break down the women and go through some details about each of them really quick. But I have to say, I went to the Bachelor website and to go look at their bios.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely absurd that I have to click on every individual
one.
Person and not just scroll down and go through it.
I was super close to getting into an Excel spreadsheet and like popping everything in there. And then I went, wait, what are you doing?
I was like, fuck out of here. I was like, I am not clicking on every single one of these girls. So we ended up writing an article about it. If you guys haven't read it, definitely check it out. But we have some facts about all these girls.
So this season on The Bachelor.
On The Bachelor. We have, I don't know if it's Aaliyah or Aaliyah.
Common theme throughout these girls. This is like millennials. Are millennials kids now on the show? Because
I know
next
the names.
We're gonna have like Apple next season.
Surrey Cruz.
I feel like what's that Key and Peele where he's misnaming everybody? Like that's where Balake came from.
Oh,
that Blake uses for his IG.
Wait, that's hilarious. I didn't know that.
That's reading these. I was just like, I don't know how to say Aaliyah.
Oh, let's say Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Well, she's 24, and she is the current Miss Texas.
She just seems basic to me. I only say that because like pageant girl, that's my very first thought. It's
right.
Pretending like she's going to have this facade up. The one thing is her favorite social media platform is Reddit. So maybe she's got a dark side. I don't
know. I think that is so true. People who check Reddit before anything else, there's something
dark about that.
Yeah, there's something a little off. But apparently Chris Harrison said during his live thing that she is the center of major drama and something happens to her that has never happened in Bachelor history before. Whatever that means.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, nothing's ever happened in Bachelor history. Like
everything is always over dramatized.
Yeah, so that's Aaliyah. So now we have Hannah Ann, which... Go girl with the Hannah Ann and not the Hannah whatever P A B C D.
whatever
I think that's great.
Letter she gets.
Yeah.
Hannah reminds me of somebody from the CW. Like she looks like a CW
oh, Riverdale.
Actress.
She's yeah. definitely a Riverdale cast member like coming up.
Super gorgeous, horrible actress.
Mm-hmm. She is so pretty. I think she has the best shot. I mean, she is a model.
She looks like literally perfect.
Yeah, she is a model. She's friends with Hannah G.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot
She's
about
friends
that.
With Hannah G.
Yeah,
and
that's how she got on the show. Chris mm-hmm. did say that.
And she is also the center of a lot of drama, but Chris says she has a lot of backbone. That's according to this Bachelor Live reveal.
Her home is decorated with artwork that she painted. So I would really like to see her get a hometown date because I want to see this art. Watch me be surprised, but I your art is the... best art of all
is the best
art,
Hannah
Ann.
All the art. Okay, and we have Avelina. She's 27 and she's a cattle rancher.
Again, are you sure that's her name?
This is
Avonlea.
No, this is Avelina. I know that.
Okay.
The Chris Harrison's, I remember him saying it out loud, and I have a friend that knows her.
Oh, snap.
So,
pour the TK.
But the, yeah, I know. But the cattle rancher thing has me thrown. I don't think we've ever seen cattle rancher before.
Gagged at her fun fact that says every time she milks one of her cows, she thanks it for hard work. Okay, really? That's not cattle rancher. That's like cattle hippie.
Yeah, the feminist in me is like living right now. Thank you for your service. And now we have Alexa, super cute. She is an esthetician. She's 27. And she says she's a free-spirited hippie,
mm-hmm.
which means she did like Molly at Coachella once.
She's got that weekend hair.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, natural curls, my favorite.
Love.
So.
Yeah, I love her hairstyle. She's so pretty.
I mean, she seems like she could go all over the place. She said that she decided to move to Chicago during a game of heads or tails. So,
oh my gosh.
Can you I want to know what the other decision was.
Yeah, I need to know what the other questions were around the table for the heads or tails thing. And now we have Courtney, 26. She's a cosmetologist.
Courtney looks like Southern Regina George to me.
She also looks older, like hot mom, like Real Housewives.
Oh, that's true.
Doesn't she?
I wonder if she's had some work done.
I mean,
she kind of,
who knows?
I know. I just it just kind of has that, like, but she's a cosmetologist, so maybe that's just the makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could just be the makeup, but she is Florida through and through.
Florida girl.
Florida girl.
Her biggest turn on is a man in cowboy boots. So let's see. I don't think Pete's the man.
Imagine
for
Pete in cowboy boots for like 2 seconds.
He would slip and fall on his face
immediately
and cut it. That's what happens. He's trying to impress Courtney, and that's where Pete cuts his
face. That's where
wears cowboy boots.
Who
once.
Who knows? That could. I'm very interested in what happens with him and why he ends up getting his face bashed in.
Okay, let's
whatever.
Talk about that for 1 second.
Yeah,
I hate that they like makeup Tim with that. Like, keep it, keep the cut, make it look tough.
I guess I haven't seen
there's
any
like a
of
picture
the...
of him with. I don't know what it's. I don't know what the makeup stuff is called.
Yeah,
there's like a bunch of. Concealer? Would that
yeah,
be the
concealer,
right word?
Like foundation, concealer, all that stuff.
Totally, all of that stuff. Just like buttered across. It's like he. It's like you take butter across bread when it's and it's not melted
icing.
Yet. You can still see it.
Oh yeah,
it's just straight up across his forehead. It looks. Maybe Courtney did that too.
It's like prosthetics.
yeah, exactly. anyway,
now we have Deandra. She's 23 and she's a home care coordinator.
Deandra looks too sweet for me.
She is so sweet looking.
She's 23. She's
but she also
so
has
young.
10 siblings. She was born for this.
Oh, true.
Like living in a house with 10 different, you know, low key competition.
But she hates EDM, and I think about half of these girls are EDM girls, so she's not going to enjoy that part.
She's not. She's like, I want a man who can kill a spider, and she's only had one past relationship. It's like, man, the bar is low.
Yeah.
That bar is like so low. If you can't kill a spider, I mean,
honestly,
I guess,
bachelor bar is always low.
Bachelor bar is
reminder,
low.
Reminder, most of these girls haven't even had like a single job yet.
Right.
They're all like 22, 23, 24. I think there's only one person over
yeah,
the age of 30.
Yeah, I think there's, yeah. Mm-hmm, I think so.
I mean, whatever. They make their own decisions, but to me, it's just like, how are you going to get a bachelorette out of this? 24,
yeah.
23-year-old bachelorette?
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps like getting younger.
But I bet it's harder to at this point to get older people because they see what it's like become.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, say you are older, leaving like you have a flexible job that allows you to that. But like other people might not be able to like up and leave or
yeah.
maybe they already have.
Also,
kids.
What you get from not picking like Mike, who's, you know, in his
right.
30s.
And available. Okay, so Eunice is Eunice.
That's again. That's Eunice. Like that Key and Peele. They call somebody D-Nice. Eunice.
Eunice.
I'm gonna call her Eunice from here
well,
on out.
She's my favorite so far. She is 23, a flight attendant.
Your favorite.
Slash. She said she's a reformed party girl, which I think that would be a way better like bio on her thing. It's like Eunice. Reform party girl instead of, you know, saying flight attendant. But she wants a clean slate from her sorority days.
Yeah, that's some
what
some
is
dirt
this girl
there.
Doing? I feel like she's like some sort of criminal.
My thing about her, she says that her favorite country to visit is Greece, and she can knock back ozu like it's water. This is like people that go to Barcelona and come back and correct everybody that it's Barcelona.
Barcelona. I love ozo. It's like, I don't know what that is. But
I don't know either.
I think I might have taken a shot at brunch or something once. I think that was the thing that put me over the edge at brunch. Okay, we have Jade, who I actually have spoken to. I've spoken to a few of these girls via DM so far, but
spill
Jade's
the tea,
one of them.
Kay.
I know, but she is...
Another flight attendant,
26, and a former Mormon who apparently had like a lot of pressure from the church to get married.
Yeah, this could be a like very interesting backstory.
She
we'll
was
see.
Married at 22.
Yeah,
and she's divorced now.
I have a friend, so I feel this on a personal level. His mom was Mennonite, and same kind of thing, like just forced into basically something that was. Really terrible and horrible.
Yeah, from
so,
the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like for her to make that step and step out of that and change like her whole life. I'm already getting emotional here.
Right.
But We'll see, because she did say that her aesthetic to life is organized chaos, which is like the live, laugh, love of 2019. So
yeah, it sure is.
I'm an introvert extrovert who loves organized chaos. Chaos.
I mean, same.
Exactly, because everybody.
Same. We all love an organized chaos. Okay, so now we have Jasmine. She's 25, client relations manager, and she is, I mean, she loves chicken. She wants Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, which, asking the man to the impossible.
I mean, her golden retriever is,
you go, girl,
named Gnarls Barkley, so here for that.
Yeah, he should be mentioned every other word.
I know.
Like, no doubt. I also need pics. Stat.
Immediately. Also, Jasmine, this is her setup to her Instagram story feed, basically just being Gnarls the whole.
Yes, that's a great segue into her influencing. Jenna, 22, nursing student.
22. Let's go into that again.
She likes 22. Bowling and knitting.
Cool.
Jenna hasn't had sex in years, or for possibly never. Bowling and knitting, and she looks definitely like that. Hearing that, that's nice girl stuff, which is fine.
Yeah,
I mean, I love a good bowling night.
I don't know. I mean, like her like eventual goal is to tag Chrissy Teigen in all of her stories, because she said that she would do anything to eat pasta with her. So I think she's
relatable.
She's searching for the Insta fame.
Yeah. Speaking of Insta fame,
but she's 22.
Yeah. Live your Insta fame, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, though, Kiara, 23, mm-hmm. she is a nanny, and she says she loves fashion, lifestyle, and social media. What is lifestyle?
She's just like, it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle.
And okay, normally I would be, you know, most people saying, oh, I love social media. That's sort of psycho. Like, nobody loves social media. No, like, it's very stressful.
We hate it.
But
we are just addicted to it.
But I
love
social media.
Shoot me up again.
So maybe I'm a psycho.
Well, that's already a given.
I don't know.
That's already, we all know that, Kay.
So I understand that, but it's also not normal. Katrina, super gorge. She's 28 and she's a sports dancer.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish we had like a team. Like, it just says sports dancer. Maybe I didn't look at what team she was dancing.
She's in Chicago, so some of them like dance for multiple teams.
Right.
They actually don't really get paid very much.
Really?
Yeah, they get paid like next to nothing.
Derek's like, as a former sports dancer.
Maybe in a past life. I don't know.
Okay, fun fact about her. Her parents are high school sweethearts. Her brother married his high school sweetheart. And her sister is engaged. I mean, no pressure, Katrina. You're fine. Live your life.
That's why she's here.
Yeah, she's definitely
like,
here.
This is my last chance.
Last chance. And then she also has a hairless cat / best friend named Jasmine.
Yeah.
Which...
cool.
Now everything makes sense.
This is how she's replaced her not being married yet.
Right.
You're 28. You're young.
Yeah, you're young.
You're good, Katrina.
We have, let's see. I have
Kelly.
To go back up. Kelly, who is an attorney.
Yeah, Kelly's really fun at parties. She's allergic to gluten, dairy, and black tea.
Jeez.
Kelly's the person who... like at the table when you guys are ordering, she goes, oh yeah, let's all share, and then
she
come
goes,
up
by the way, I can't have bop bop bop, and she's like, a lettuce a bed is fine.
It's perfect for
it's
all
perfect.
Of us.
Apparently she was in a long distance relationship with and going back and forth from Jordan,
mm-hmm.
The country, not going back and forth from Jordan, the country, for like twice a month, and that's why it ended, because she wouldn't move out there. But
also, nothing makes Kelly angrier than when people don't listen to her, which is why she's an attorney, I guess.
Right. And she's like, she makes up her own rules and likes to use them to her advantage.
I hope she stays around for a while.
Is
and
she
I
going
really,
out?
I don't know, but I really hope she is exactly who I'm envisioning.
Who you're envisioning.
Which is like the center of annoyance.
Yeah. Definitely.
Just based on this
statement alone.
All of these statements.
Now we have Kelsey.
Iowa! Woo-woo!
I was like, what are you... Wait.
She's from Iowa.
Kelsey is. Oh, I don't know why I didn't have that. Oh, yes, I do. Former Miss Iowa.
Oh, she is? Oh,
yeah,
I didn't
she's
know
a
that.
Former Miss Iowa, and she's a professional clothier.
I don't know how to say that word either.
I don't know why I'm
I
like
also
writing.
Don't know what that is.
Yeah, me either. I don't know what that means.
Kelsey works for Stitch Fix, I guess.
Could be. Could be. She could be a stylist. You know, I'm here for that.
The only thing is, like, she used the onion, used the onion many layers.
Yeah, I don't know.
That says all of it.
Why would you reference, like, why would you, like, compare your personality to an onion that, like, makes people cry and smells bad?
Yeah. But what I do like, her personality is feisty and stubborn. You know, that's my thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thing. And from Iowa, you know I'm going to love Kelsey.
Yeah. That's true.
This is my number one.
That's true. This is your number one. Okay. Yeah. Noted.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves, and it's designed to work with your body and not against it. You won't have to worry about it rolling down thanks to the flexible boning that is hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Okay, so Kylie, she is 26, an entertainment sales associate. Also, do not know what that means, but that's fine. She's Heidi Klum vibes, banging hot.
Yeah, she looks, that's exactly who she looks like. She definitely looks like Southern cowgirl, but like
yeah.
From
Like she would have
Norway
an accent
wherever,
and make, maybe spank you.
You know what? Not
I
a bad,
love it.
Not a bad start.
Yeah.
Remember the Australian accent from last season, from Colton season?
Oh, what was her name?
Brie.
Brie.
Like the cheese. That's yeah. Why I remember it, because I love cheese.
Love cheese.
Not that anybody doesn't.
But she just went through, Kylie just went through a 3-year relationship that ended in cheating, so she is ready.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully there's not baggage going along with that.
Well, one of her facts was that she grew up playing softball and is a batting cage queen, so I'm envisioning her just like destroying that guy's car right now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Playing is it Carrie Underwood? No, who sings the song?
Yeah, Carrie Underwood. Before he cheats. That's Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. We skip Kiara.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Kiara.
It's okay. She's a nanny from Georgia. She's extremely turned off by men who grind their teeth. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm asleep, Kiara. Fine. Don't come and stay with me. Go stay at your own place.
Go stay somewhere else, because bye.
Mm-hmm. That's all I had to say about her. I don't know. I didn't get much from it.
Lauren?
Marketing executive.
Former Laker girl.
What makes someone an executive?
I don't know.
A marketing executive always like...
It sounds like, very important,
it's like the people. Yeah, but it's like the people who are... They started their own like workout business.
Okay,
and yeah. on their online profiles, they put like CEO, COO, and
founder
of, and then it's just their last name, Fitness.
It's like, thank you. That's it builds up to all this, and it's just like,
okay, so you do personal training. That's
right.
What you do.
But my favorite part about her is that she conducts exit interviews with her exes.
No, come on. That's psycho.
I think that's interesting. Psycho.
That's asking. I really want to know two things. When did she do it? And like, does she do
it
immediately?
Should I be doing it?
Well, that's true. We need to interview her about just this. I have 10 minutes of questions about
I don't care if she goes home on the first night. I want to know more about these exit interviews.
Does she have a notebook that she keeps notes in? Like, right. How does she?
I don't know.
I just think that's asking for a lot of pain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi, 26. I love that she's wearing black in this photo.
Lexi looks like a supermodel too to me.
Yeah, like bad girl, like redhead.
Also,
vibes.
We don't have many redheads ever on this show.
Mm-mm.
So always here for a redhead.
But she said she'd rather be buried alive than trapped in a room filled with frogs.
Yeah. That was a would you rather question.
Do these frogs have like knives in their hands? Like what are like
She's from New York. She's from New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, she's wearing black. Of course she is.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't know that. Of course she is. That makes way more sense. Megan?
Madison.
Madison. Oh, right. Sorry. I'm like a little bit out of order. But mm-hmm. Madison. First of all, this top needs to be fixed. I'm looking at this top. It is so wrinkly. It hasn't been steamed in years. Eek.
And they have like professional steamers there for
right.
you.
Like this you should not have happened.
They're like, oh, you're taking pictures later. Give us your dress and we'll steam it for you and then bring it back.
Right.
Because every time I wore a dress on the show, they would do that for me.
Well, Sydney.
Shut that up. Took you a second.
That took me a second. Sydney, this girl who we're going to talk about in a minute, also has the same like
issue?
Looking top. No, she has almost this exact same top. But... it looks way better.
Oh, yikes. Yeah. That definitely is almost the same. She looks like one of the Real Housewives. What's her name?
Madison?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't watch Housewives, really.
It's Catherine something? I don't know.
I'm not a housewife.
Really?
I have to limit my amount of reality TV that I watch.
Send it over to us. I know you guys know the answer to this.
So she's from Auburn, Alabama, so don't like hit her with that Roll Tide.
Mm-mm.
She's a basketball player?
She loves working with foster kids and wants to open an orphanage.
Yeah, she's...
My heart.
Yeah, and world peace. and world peace. Which, honestly, great. Good for her. Love that. All right, who's next?
Marisa.
Marisa.
Marisa, she's got that curly hair. This is like my... If I was to just scroll through this list and be like...
That...
Please, that one, I would like to meet her.
If you just saw the photos.
If this was like speed dating, yes. If
okay.
I just saw the photos, I would be like, please, I would like to meet her immediately.
Oh, yeah, I could totally see that. Mm-hmm. I could totally, totally see that. I didn't really have much written down for her. I don't get stay long vibes.
I honestly didn't either. But those curls.
Those curls, though.
Mm.
Now
she said that she likes to hang out with people, like her best friends are 10 years older than her. So... It's not stay long makes kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
everyone's like 21 years old. I mean, she's 23, but
they're grown.
Not enough 30-year-olds on this cast for her.
Guess not. Well, now we have our third flight attendant, Megan,
mm-hmm.
26. Her mom and grandma were both flight attendants as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is going to be like the family business. Like instead of like forcing her kids to go to medical school, she's like, "You're going to be a flight attendant. Damn it."
My favorite thing is that. She's a flight attendant, meaning she travels all over the place. And her fun fact was, one day Megan hopes to travel to Zion National Park. Baby girl, take a day off and go to Zion National Park.
Right.
This is not high hopes.
Remember when last season when Pete was so excited about flying somewhere. God, I can't even remember where it was.
Well, it was the flying that he was excited about.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Maybe that, and he was like, this is going to be the best flight of my life. And I'm thinking, this guy clearly does not get out. Like, he just, like, parks the plane. And he's like, we ready to go again?
He just
back
goes,
to LA.
Goes and gets Starbucks, stops at, like, I don't know, what's a basic chain?
You know, the
goes to Chili's.
The news shop takes, store and, like, picks up random snacks.
Takes his girl to Olive Garden.
Love, though. Love that, though.
McKenna's next, 22.
So she's a fashion blogger, which I've seen her Instagram, and we...
Yeah, this is the one we highlighted, right?
Yeah, we highlighted earlier. She's already very big on social media, and she's from Canada. She's Canadian.
She's 22.
She's 22. It's very young.
That's so young. I was 28 when I went into this whole thing, and I was mind blown. I don't know how they're gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, her grandparents got engaged on the first date, and so, and they've been together for 61 years apparently, and so no wonder she thinks this is her journey.
Mm-hmm. Her journey starts today.
Natasha, love this pose.
Me too.
Yeah, she looks.
She lives
great.
In New York City too.
Oh, she does.
Yeah,
love. She's an event planner. And this is, okay, so I told you we wrote an article about this, but I had to pull one of the quotes from the paragraph we wrote about her. It is so funny. Okay, so this is Natasha. Here to prove that mysterious is sexy and makes her presence known every time she enters a room. Is Natasha a ghost, or does the franchise just consider any woman over 30 legally dead?
And also,
I am dead laughing. Right, I was crying when I read that.
Dylan wrote this, right?
Yeah. Dylan and Sarah, I think, split this. It's hysterical.
Her like fun fact is that she's afraid of rats, mice, spiders, and anything that crawls. How does she live in New York City?
Yeah.
I walk outside and rats run over my feet.
Yeah. I don't know how she does that. I mean,
go on
anything
dates
that crawls.
And I'm dating a rat.
They are, yes.
Things that crawl is everyone in New York
City.
There's
cockroaches everywhere. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Maybe she just stays in a lot, which can relate. Peyton?
Yeah.
She's a business development rep, and
she looks like Jordan Kimball's girlfriend a little bit.
Yeah. I see that. Also, Piper from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah.
She looks a lot like her. She's the type of woman who goes into a bar and leaves with 100 new best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So do not strike up a conversation with Peyton, because you will be there all night. Yeah.
She's in the bathroom all night.
Yeah,
she's making friends.
She's the, yeah.
Oh my God, I love your top.
She just waits in the bathroom for new girls to walk in to see who she can like leave with.
She currently lives in her parents' basement.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Peyton. She does.
She also looks, to me, I thought she was going to be from Connecticut. I don't know. Just like looking
at
her.
Has a rich look to her. Mm-hmm. She found a long lost sister after an insane Facebook stalking binge.
That's crazy.
Like, talk about going down a rabbit hole on Facebook. First of all, I almost never get on Facebook except for like random times. But yeah. That is.
Peyton, you're way too young to be on Facebook.
Ooh, that's a lot.
I know somebody who did a 23andMe test. Or not. Yeah. One of them did a 23andMe test.
Uh-huh.
And some other people then did it later. And I don't know if you know how that works, but you can actually like cross and take a look on various different sites.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, they found out that their father, who was like donating sperm back in college, has like 20 kids.
Oh, yeah. That they didn't know about. A Netflix show or something about it.
Oh, there was. Yeah. But this is like... Like, this happens more. And I don't know why this has anything
That's
to do
wild.
With her.
That's wild. No, but I remember there was a show about that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Is it Savannah or Sarah? Savannah's next.
Sarah.
Sarah's next. First of all, I love Sarah, and I've been talking to her a bunch. She's super cute.
I just love that you already know all these people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like, I feel like that's how you have to hit them before they get, like, super famous. A lot of them have followed me first.
Also... This show is so popular. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah. So this show is super. I mean, a few of the people followed me first.
Pre-check marks. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Pre-check marks.
Uh-huh. But she is a medical radiographer, and it says Southern Belle in her bio, which, I mean, I can't.
Sarah needs a better vacation spot. Her favorite vacation spot is Key West, Florida. Like Key West?
Yeah, there's
that
so many.
That just means I like to get drunk. That's all that means. That's people go to Key West, that's all they do.
If you want to get drunk at a beach, like go to Cancun. Mm-hmm. At least like
at least get out of the country.
At least leave the country. She also looks like the girl, like the kind of girl that my boyfriend would break up with me for, but then she'd still want to be friends.
Oh yeah, and you would
like,
totally
would
like
want to be friends with me. Mm-hmm. and I'd like her and that would be very,
very
infuriating.
Annoying. Yeah. I see that too, totally too.
Okay, Savannah. Who is blah, 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 blah.
Savannah? Savannah. Oh, yeah. Like Courtney is Regina George. Savannah is
Gretchen.
Definitely. Savannah's Gretchen Wieners.
So she is, apparently she's the first kiss this season. This isn't a spoiler. Chris Harrison literally said it live on Facebook.
Don't add us.
She's the first kiss of the season, but her favorite thing to do to pass time is to sit on her back porch and feed the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And she has given herself the name Turtle Princess.
I want that video. What? Where the kid's talking about turtles.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what is that video? I know exactly. We'll have to play that at some point. Sydney.
Savannah used to have a cancer ribbon tattoo on her arms, her ribs, but removed it for the Houston Texan cheer tryouts. I don't know. Is this like a cancer for cancer? Or what? Is this cancer ribbon has to be like cancer, like
yeah,
supporting
the little,
cancer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's like...
She had it removed?
I don't know. Did she have cancer?
I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. I want to ask her... I need to ask you about this, Savannah.
Now we have Sydney, who has the better blue top of her and...
Sydney
Madison, yeah.
Yes. Sydney's from Birmingham, Alabama, which I would not have guessed from looking at her.
Apparently, Peter said that she was one of the best kissers in the house.
Not surprised by looking
not
at her.
Not surprised, no.
Look at her. Look at that. Like, she's...
Sydney is gorgeous.
She's staring into my soul.
But one red flag that I saw, she likes to plan fantasy vacations for her and her future husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's like stage 5 clinger status.
She's got an entire booklet.
Yeah, that's stage. I mean, it's one thing to have like a Pinterest, like, oh, I'd love to go here. Like, this would be a fun place for like a honeymoon if I were, you know, but planning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm still judging the Pinterest board.
No, the Pinterest. You have to have like wedding inspo. Otherwise.
Do you have? I guess.
Of course I have a Pinterest board.
I have a Pinterest board for house stuff. Like, yeah. I want to make my kitchen look like this.
Yeah.
I guess I'm.
Girls this, like inspo,
this
okay?
This is very like gender divided here.
Yeah, it is.
Basic gender. Okay. Cheyenne, we miss Cheyenne, who's 27, oh, yeah. From Las Vegas. The best part of her body is her lower back. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know, but I feel like that's a very Vegas thing to say.
Yeah.
Not that anything's wrong with Vegas, because I love Vegas a little too much.
Also, but, she kind of has copied your haircut.
Oh, I did a mild roast on this earlier.
Did you really?
When the first thing came out, I was like, what you order, like what's online versus what you get in the mail.
Obviously, you're
rude.
Online.
Yeah.
We can acknowledge that it's rude.
But
it's good.
I got so many DMs about people saying, oh my God, she looks just like you. And I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, cool. Maybe she'll go home on the first night so we can stop talking about that. Okay, Tammy.
So let's talk about that hair some more.
No, fuck. Tammy, she is 24 and she's a house flipper.
She's really a house flipper at 24?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I shouldn't say that because I flipped 2 houses at 24.
Oh, okay.
Humble brag. I just said that so that I could bring myself up, obviously.
Right, duh.
She loves to travel so much that she has a vanity license plate jet setter. Cool. Yeah. Jet setter, you love to travel. You're 24. We get it.
Calm down.
Wants to be a travel blogger.
Yeah.
Hitting up all of the airline companies to get free flights immediately.
Oh, immediately. That's what's going to happen. She also apparently tried out for the boy. She wanted to be on the boys' wrestling team in high school, and they said no. So she showed up to practice every single day until they let her, which, go girl.
That's
like, live
killer,
your life.
Actually.
But also, I bet everyone hated her. For that,
but I don't care. That's
no, I think that's
did
amazing.
Not, I didn't hear that fact. So
no, yeah,
that's cool.
Really cool.
Here for that.
Yeah, here for that. Okay, now Victoria P. Right?
Victoria, that's what F comes first.
Oh, Victoria
F comes before P in the alphabet. There, Kay.
Oh yes, I have some of these mixed up, and so it's I'm okay. Like scrolling back and forth. Victoria,
I'll keep us on alphabetical for the last three that we have.
Uh-huh. All right,
Victoria F. There's a lot of information about Victoria out there. We're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to go into it. You can read our article if you want to know, but there's a lot of drama.
Yeah. Big fan of country music.
Yeah. see you at Stagecoach.
Also during the season.
She's a medical sales rep, and Chris on the live announcement yesterday said she is the most of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which
she's gonna be a lot of Victoria.
It's gonna be a lot of Victoria, and
get
I feel like a lot of drama.
Yeah,
a lot of drama around Victoria.
I feel like we don't have to say much about her because we're gonna see a lot of Victoria.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now we have Victoria P.
She reminds me of Catherine Agro, that was like a DJ that's best friends with Christian. Just looks.
Oh,
looks
yeah, yeah. I see that. Definitely. Mm-hmm. She's a nurse. And honestly, she looks like she's like the type of girl that would bully me into like French braiding her hair in middle school.
Like, you would definitely
French
braid
my hair. And I'm like, I don't know how to do it. She goes, figure it out. Mm. And
nothing except upsets her more than finding raisins in her cookies. Okay. Weird fact. Finding raisins in your cookies.
You know, there's a raisin in there.
Right. Are you just eating cookies no matter what and not looking at them
first? She
probably
thinks they're chocolate chip, but then it turns out to be raisin, which is sometimes a buzzkill, but I do love an oatmeal raisin cookie.
I was just going to say that oatmeal raisin is what it is. It's not oatmeal chocolate. Although oatmeal chocolate chip sounds good.
Somebody get on that stat.
Yeah. The last contestant for this season is Hannah Brown.
Oh, I was about to say, wait, there's one more. Yeah. Hannah Brown apparently shows up, you guys.
We've been teased. So I don't know what I think about. I obviously don't think she's going to be on there because of the fact that she was on Dancing with the Stars. But there's obviously like some
rumors
connection
going around.
Still.
Yeah. Well,
and remember like Colton and Tia showing up then like later on. So I'm interested to see if like Hannah does something like that.
Do we think it's Hannah sort of? I mean, I know this was all filmed before Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
But do you think it's Hannah maybe backtracking and trying to figure out like, okay, well, I tried to get a drink with Tyler. That didn't work. You know, shit with Jed messed up first. And then we tried with Tyler. It's like, all right, Pete, let's do this one. You think maybe that could be it?
I totally think that's it.
Which is kind of cringy.
Looking at each other. Yeah, I know. Exactly. When they're looking at each other, they're like having some soul.
Yeah, there's a connection.
Moments.
There's definitely a connection there.
But I think that in the end, basically, it was just a tease. And ABC is like, Hannah, we got to get you back for Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
For sure. We just wanted to, you know, get everybody super excited, which, I mean, I'm excited.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, everybody. So that's the cast for Peter's season.
Woo!
Show starts on the 6th, which it's supposed to be a 3 hours long show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a late night for
us. It's going to be a late night.
I know. So we're going to be releasing the episode on the 7th. You know, you get all the deets, all the memes, everything on that day.
Yes. Also, really exciting news, which we'll give you more details later, but we are starting a Bachelor Fantasy League. So it's not your normal fantasy league with like football, you know, touchdowns, this and that. But
there's not going to be any touchdowns in this?
You know, you would think, but it's more about, you know, predictions. You filling out each week your predictions with different categories that we're going to give you.
You've been having trouble getting your boyfriend to watch with you?
This
give
is a way.
Give him a fantasy.
Yeah, give him something fantasy. Give him a way to turn this into a competition. You can play with your friends. You can play with us. Derek and I will also be participating in this.
Okay, so you're telling me about, this is with FanHub, and they came into the office and everything, right?
Yeah, so FanHub came in yesterday, and we were like coming up with all the details about this. This is going to be so cool, you guys. We're going to be having, we'll have merch. We're going to be making jerseys for all of you guys to play, and this will keep us like going through the season and just, you know, adding a little extra to not just listening to the podcast, but being able to play along with us
and
other Bachelor people will be involved as well in our fantasy league. And we will make sure to give you guys all the details later. All right. But yes, make sure you rate, review and subscribe.
Wait, what do they need to do?
Shut up.
We didn't talk about, you know, you got a whole episode with your boyfriend. So we didn't into any Matt today.
I know we didn't talk about Matt, so I'm like Matt out.
Right.
But make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and on
rate, review, and subscribe. That is three.
And then on the 6th, we will be live memeing, and we want make sure you DM us and or not DM us, but tag us in your memes on your stories because we want to be able to share them. Tell your friends about the podcast, and you can follow us at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And we will see you guys back in January, January 7th.
Can't wait to talk to you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Betches.